34. Writer Hyakken Uchida treasured 10 nose hairs of the novelist Soseki Natsume, whom Hyakken looked up to as a mentor. According to Hyakken, the nose hairs were adhered to an old manuscript given to him by Soseki. In I Am a Cat, a novel written by Soseki, there is a scene in which Mr. Sneeze, one of the characters, pulled out his nose hairs and planted them on manuscript paper. It seems to have been the habit of Soseki himself. There are some people who keep the hair of the deceased as remembrance tokens. I won't make light of these hairs either, Hyakken said. In a way, like presenting a precious treasure, he wrote about the hairs in his book, Watashi no Soseki to Ryūnosuke, My Soseki and Ryūnosuke, published by Chikuma Shobo Limited. News of a similar treasure has come from the United States. A lock of John Lennon's hair, about 10 centimeters long, was put up for auction in the United States and bought for 3.95 million yen. Since ancient times, there have been many legends that supernatural powers reside in hair, such as the story of Samson, famous for his unrivaled physical strength. Some people might want to rely on the hair of the former Beatle, who loved peace, when they hear that serial terrorist bomb attacks killed a total of over 190 people in Syria. Be that as it may, this columnist cannot help but give a sigh over the selling price for Lenin's hair. Hyakken was known for being in debt up to his eyeballs. There is a saying, poverty can never catch up with those who work hard to earn money. But he wrote down on a strip of paper, the deity of poverty can catch up with those who work hard to earn money, and posted it on the wall of his room. I can picture Hyakken staring at his mentor's nose hairs with a scary look on his face and calculating a potential price for them.